I think today's readings can be paralleled to our own Lenten journey. You see, in our own Lenten journey, we start off by recognizing our own sinfulness and a call for repentance. And in the first reading today, the people of Israel are wandering through the desert, and these serpents come, and they've realized through these serpents their own sinfulness. And then they realize that they need to repent. So they ask Moses, pray to God for our own repentance and pray to God that he might deliver us from this plague. For us, that plague is the plague of sin. For the Israelites, it was the plague of the snakes in their midst. And Moses does this. He prays, and then the Lord tells him to take a staff and attach a serpent to it, and anybody who looks at this will be cured. And it's interesting because in our own Lenten journey, we find the same thing happens to us. We want to be cured from our own sinfulness. And ultimately what happens is we find a staff, and on it, it's not a serpent that's nailed to it, but a man. And that man is where our own healing will come from, that man who's nailed to that staff, which is, of course, the cross. I used to be part of a religious community, the Congregation of Holy Cross, and their motto is Ave Crux Spes Unica, which is Latin for Hail the Cross, our only hope. And today in his gospel, Jesus talks about when the Son of Man is lifted up. And of course, on the cross, we have that image where Christ is lifted up in front of everybody. And that's the moment where our salvation comes. It's seeing Christ on the cross. And he tells us that we will die in our sin. And I think that's what the cross is there to remind us for. It's that we are going to, all of us will die, but our hope remains that cross. And it's kind of an odd tension that we have to balance in our own lives, because the cross, while it appears to be a symbol of death, is actually for us a symbol of life, because what's actually dying on that cross, it's what we attach our sins to. That's what dies on the cross. That's what Jesus says, that we'll die to our die in our sins. Our salvation comes when it's not through our own physical death, but it's dying to that sinfulness that we all have. And when we die to our own sins and throw those sins on the cross, we can attach ourselves to Jesus. And we know that Jesus overcame that death. That's the great thing about attaching ourselves to Jesus, is he overcomes the experience of death, and he rises to new life that lasts forever. And so for us, if we can attach our sins to the cross and die to our own sinfulness during this Lenten season, then we can be prepared for Easter, where we will experience the joy of the resurrection, where we too will be attached with Jesus, and we too can rise to this new life that will last forever.